There are still many mysteries surrounding the coronavirus. People who have the disease are being quarantined, and there are guidelines for hand washing and using disinfectant wipes. But are there any other medical precautions that can be taken? To find out, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Anurag Misra, internal medicine specialist with Premise Health in San Francisco. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again. Much appreciated.
So when people try and avoid a cold, they often take extra vitamins and things to boost their immune system. Is there anything like that to do to avoid the coronavirus?
Well, I absolutely believe the cornerstone of this is going to be prevention. No one wants to get this, obviously. And the one vitamin that I find primarily deficient in my practice and is well documented across literature, the American population at large, is low in vitamin D. And it's an important vitamin, D as in dog, for T-cell function, which is what fights off infections. So what we want is we want to make sure people are getting adequate amounts. If people haven't been tested recently, they need to be tested. And it would be something that I find a very low-lying fruit in order to help improve one's immunity. So that would be probably the most important thing. If you're not up to where you need to be in your vitamin D range, get into it and take supplementation.
Mm-hmm. Naturopathic doctors often have all these herbs and all these other kinds of things, and you're seeing a lot of things on the internet now. Take this and it'll protect you against the coronavirus. I mean, are these things worth it?
Well, my point of view about this is that food is medicine, no question about it. And there are foods which are known to be immune boosting, such as turmeric, which is really a common spice in many foods, and particularly Asian dishes, Indian dishes. But apart from that, garlic is known to be pretty potent to boost immunity. I would also add that there are a myriad of foods, in other words, to answer that question or flush that discussion out. But to that end, I would also say that we know that immunity is boosted by keeping up with the moderate amount of exercise. I'm also a sports medicine physician, and we know there's immune boosting capacities with that, just as long as people don't overdo it and get into a area we call overtraining syndrome. And also having some intervals of fasting help boost the immune system. Anywhere between 16 to 18 hours of caloric-free intervals do give the immune system a chance to recharge, so to speak, and even longer if one can do it. But these are easy. They're right there. And we strongly encourage people to do them if they can. All this helps.
And disinfectants, do they help a lot? I mean, we see everyone now buying up, you know, hoarding sort of disinfectants. And I mean, which ones do you think make the most difference?
Well, my point of view about this is that keeping in mind disinfectants, of course, do kill bad bugs, but they also kill good bugs. And you may know that there has been good evidence to say antimicrobial soaps and even these hand sanitizers, unfortunately, kill off more good than bad guys. Now, of course, in this context, I would say standard, basic, normal soap is good enough. And I would say the birthday song is the amount of duration of time you want to be doing the hand washing. And that's it. Soap and water is, I feel better than any one of these disinfectants. They're backordered across the country. You can't even get them anywhere now so easily. So soap and water, I feel, from a standpoint of hygiene, a thorough washing is certainly satisfactory. And there are disinfectant wipes. And these are things we can do with our day-to-day things, maybe do the laundry, but more when we come from the outside. Again, common sense, but these are things which we can do a little bit better, and they help.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of soap or the antibacterial soap?
Well, I would say that standard cornerstone normal soap is good enough. You can get antibacterial soap. I'm not as such against it. But keep in mind that anything like this always has a consequence, right? This is why we don't just have antibiotics just for the heck of it all mm-hmm. the time. It's going to change our gut microbiota. It's going to change the other microbiota, which is our skin, which is also the protection against the external world. And, you know, we're like a condominium complex. We are outnumbered about 10 to 1 host organisms throughout our GI tract and our skin. So it's an ecosystem imbalance of which most of those organisms are our friends, not our enemies. So we have to be mindful about this. People typically don't keep that in mind because it can open the door for other problems to come through.
Well, thanks so much for your advice today, Doctor.
Well, I'm so grateful to having you invite me on. I'm much appreciated.
Thank you. That's Dr. Anurag Misra, internal medicine specialist with Premise Health in San Francisco.